It's National Hamburger Day, and we have a retrospective on America's favorite sandwich on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-5357. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-5357. Call 1-800-971-5357. 1-800-971-5357.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, May 28th, the 148th day of the year. Musician John Fogerty shares a birthday with politician Rudy Giuliani. This also happens to be National Hamburger Day. Here's a little hamburger history to chew on. The invention of the modern burger may date to 1885, when county fairgoers in Wisconsin complained that the fried meatballs were too hard to handle. The vendor responded by flattening them and served them on a bun. A competing claim says a restaurant in New Haven, Connecticut, invented the sandwich as a portable meal for workers on the go. Regardless, the hamburger remains America's favorite sandwich, with 50 billion sold each year. For you and me, that means downing 3 burgers per week to keep up with the average Joe. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.